Good morning. This is Marco with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, September the 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 4¾ cents, November beans up 8½ cents, and December wheat up 3¾ cents. Funds have continued to buy some more grain here. We didn't see any export announcements, but the dollar's just a little bit lower here. I don't think that has much impact. Gold's up, silver's up. That may be a little strength. The crude oil's up 85 a barrel. So all that seems to be pushing toward this higher day out here today. We've got Informa coming out at 10:30. We've got FC Stone this afternoon about 3 o'clock. FC Stone was the one that kind of started this bear phase with their 175 projection, then followed up by the government. I find it hard to believe they're going to keep it that high with some of the issues that we've got out here. I still think we've got a huge crop, but I think 175 is a little bit rich for what we're seeing out here. The funds are short the wheat and corn, so we could see some more short covering in here. I don't think that this is a true bottom to the market. I think we're certainly due for a rally after the last week or so, but I have my doubts as to how much strength we can gather on the upside considering how large this crop is. Another dime somewhere around 338 and these corn 339 probably should hold this rally. The wheat on the other hand may be a little bit better. I might be inclined to buy wheat and sell corn. But the bean market, it's rallied with the corn and the wheat, but I don't see any major fundamental news. We know about the Chinese buying. I think this bean crop is going to be over a 50 bushel yield. And I think with everything else, we're just going to have an awful hard time finding places for all this grain to go. So, if we could get the beans up to 975, somewhere in that range, I think that would be more than an acceptable bounce in this environment. So, I think today should be a strong day. Get more fun short covering in the corn and the wheat, but I just think you've got to be a little bit patient in here and then being willing to sell a rally. The weather, the hurricane is certainly hitting Florida. It looks like it's a Category 1 for the time being, so it doesn't look like it'll be that much damage. It's going to move out toward the East Coast. Again, we don't see a whole lot of damage to the crops if it stays east of the coastline. Now, if it takes a turn west and heads up straight north from where it's at, then we're going to see some damage out there. But we'll obviously be keeping an eye on that. But that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.